what he says he will do. We need to know this. They came because they came to hear him and to be healed, and Jesus cast out many evil spirits. Everyone was trying to touch him because healing power went out for him, and they were all cured. They didn't stand back. They didn't say, well, if Jesus wants me well, he'll make me well. We just never know what God's going to do. We can't expect him to do everything. We can't expect him to answer every prayer. The truth is, we say that we trust him, but the whole time that we're trusting him, we spend a lot of time rationalizing why it will be okay if he doesn't do what we ask. And so we're double-minded. That's just a fact. He said, but if you will pay attention, I'll show you what it's like for those who will come, listen to me, and do what I say. I'll show you. And so when you see him healing and the virtue going out of him and the people coming to him and everything going good, you're going, yes, that's what I want. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, that's what I want to see happen around me. That's what I want to see happen through the people in this body. And that's what I want to see happen in the body of Christ all over the world. That's what we want to see. Isn't it?
Yes.
We better not be just stuck on the idea of, well, church as usual. I just want to go to church, and I just want everything to be okay, and I'll just be a Christian. And if God makes me do something, then I will do that. Well, what he wants us to be is so full of him that what we're doing, he's falling out of us. He's running over in us. And we're not doing it because we're compelled to do it. It's just what we are. Out of the heart flow the issues of life. Fill my heart up with you, Jesus. It doesn't take a rocket scientist for me to see that it isn't always Jesus running out. And I've got to get that right because he said, I'll show you what it's like. I'll show you what it's like. Roger, I'll show you what it's like for somebody who does what you just read. I'll show you. I want to see it, Lord. I want to see it. Then he talks about blessing those who are poor, for the kingdom of God is given to you. And so then some people say, well, that must mean we're supposed to be poor. Then we get the kingdom of God. He said, no. There's hope for the poor. The kingdom of God is yours. What's the kingdom of God like? Well, it's not much here, but when we get there, it'll really be something. I tell you that he came that we might have life abundantly. We need to accept that fact. Heaven's taken care of. Heaven will be great. That's a given. It is going to be great. And there's no doubt that life in heaven will be abundant. But Jesus said, if Jesus didn't want us to have it here, he wouldn't have brought it here so we could have it here. He just stayed in heaven. He could have wrote all this in the sky. Somebody could have copied it down. But that's not what he did. He came that we might have life, that we might have it abundantly, exuberantly, overflowingly, expectantly. Too many Christians expect, maybe, possibly, Jesus will come one day and they'll be able to go to heaven. Well, the truth is, every Christian, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. I like the rewards. There's nothing wrong with liking rewards. We have no problem with wanting rewards in heaven. The body doesn't bother you when people pay for the work that's done at the store, is it? It's okay, isn't it? I know Vicky tries to shoo people out without paying at the photo place. Mickey's got this big stage game that she grabs him with. No. But you know, I mean, you expect to be rewarded, don't you? Then, when you leave someone's place, do you receive a reward?
Absolutely,
and more. That's right. Yeah. You tell them, this is what you can pay me, but if you want to be blessed, you know. Those who bless me will be blessed. The Bible says that those who curse me will be cursed. But you see, we figure that is natural, and yet Jesus says it, and, well, we want to be a little careful about it. He said, come boldly. Come expectantly.